listening to the Mark and Andy Show.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a bit of a legend in these parts.
On 101 WRIF.
There's a couple in Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Just reading about here. Just had their 14th kid.
Why? Oh, I've seen those people.
Yeah, and that's not even the story. The horrible part of the story is they named a kid Sheboygan.
No.
Yeah. Jeez. Sheboygan.
Is this the one that had, that's their 14th boy?
Yes.
Yeah.
14 boys, and your name's Sheboygan, which means everybody knows where you were conceived at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. They know what happened in Sheboygan.
Remember that time we went to Sheboygan as a family trip? Oh, you guys.
while all 13 of you were sleeping, we conceived your brother.
Gross.
Hey, this is Ed, Chuck, Tommy, Andy, Sheboygan.
Yeah.
That's
the kid's going to get picked on.
Oh, he's going to have problems.
Although you got
13 brothers.
13 brothers, so it does make it a little easier, probably.
There's too many kids. Why do you? They don't watch any of that stuff on the news about overpopulation, all that. We're running out of wheat. You can't have 14 kids.
I can't imagine.
Were they trying? I read the headline, but I didn't really go any further because the idea of 14 kids just freaks me out.
I didn't get past Sheboygan.
Well, the thing back in the day, it was all right to have 14 kids because, like, usually, like, two of them would make it. Like, in the 1900s, like, you know, like, two of them would make it to adulthood.
The positive side, as a guy, you would never have to mow your grass again.
Well, yeah.
Or shovel.
You wouldn't need to
The downside is, by the time you put them through college?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Who could do that?
That's all. I mean, I feel like I read the oldest one is like 25, 26 years old.
Ugh.
So, like, think about that. Like, how old were they, A, when they started this litter?
And it is a litter.
It's a litter.
I don't like that.
It's a litter of boys. And then, how old are they now?
They're 87.
Oh, that poor woman.
14.
That poor woman.
14 times she shot a kid out of herself.
Sheboygan, you better get yourself a football scholarship because we cannot afford you, but you're through college.
Right.
Oh, yeah, it sucks to be the last one, right? Yeah. Like, you're like, dude, there's nothing left, you know, on account of your 13 other brothers.
Yeah, I'm sorry, there's nothing left.
You're going to have to make your own way, Sheboygan.
Sheboygan?
Here for the reading of the will, we're going to split everything 14 ways, so you all get $3. Sheboygan.
Three whole dollars.
Good luck.
Can you imagine the horseplay that goes on in that house? Like, everything is broken.
Furniture is destroyed.
You'd need one of those, like, crowd-controlling, like, horns or something to, like, make everybody shut up.
How much cereal do you go through?
A lot of cereal. I feel like boys eat a lot of cereal. Like, just giant bowls of it.
Oh, like, when I was a teenager or whatever, like, the amount of food I ate was disgusting.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
Disgusting.
Guys our size, the amount of food that we as a teenager.
13,
yeah.
You'd need to just give them whole wheat.
Yeah.
You need to buy just the bags of whole wheat.
Ration it out.
Feed them shredded wheat.
It's a lot of kids.
That's like how many gallons of milk?
It's a lot of milk. You might as well buy a cow.
Could you imagine the size of their fridge?
No. What kind of house do you live in?
I don't know. Are they up in bunk beds? Are they bunking?
What time do you get up to get in the bathroom at that place? You must be up at like 4 a.m.?
Well, I'm trying to find a calculator because they say that like each kid costs you about $250,000 by the time it's done.
Yeah.
So $250,000 times 14, that's a lot.
Well, it's like $2 million, right?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Over $2 million, right?
Yeah, I believe over.
It's over.
No, you got to, at 14 years of age when you can get the work permit, and spend for yourself.
Right.
The thing is, that's cool. Once they are of age, you do have an entire team.
Yeah, I mean, you got an entire workforce. You have an entire football and basketball team.
One of them's going to be talented in some way.
You definitely got, like, a couple of bands. Like, you can make a couple of bands, opening act, main act.
Yeah, you got enough to have a road crew, too.
That is true.
They're at the age, though, where
Sheboygan, get the speakers.
They technically could have grandkids that are older than
Sheboygan. That's where it gets weird. It gets weird at that point.
Yeah.
At that point, it gets weird. The whole thing is already weird,
yeah,
Mark.
True, good point.
They're too fertile. I don't like it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Fertility does make me uncomfortable.
Me too.
And this is coming from three people who are childless.
This is
working
just the way
radio.
I like it. I got little bitties. That's all I need.
Right.
This is my son, Sheboygan. There's Ferndale, Ypsilanti. Over here we have
is there anywhere
Frankenmuth.
You didn't bang in Michigan?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. Yeah, that's an
interesting
name.
Grand Traverse Lodge over here.
This is Great Wolf Lodge.
This is Great Wolf Lodge over here.
This is
Kalahari.
This is Vegas.
This is Monroe. He's a little touched.
There's no way that they're traveling to Vegas. Like, you've got 14 kids. You are not traveling across the country.
No, how could you travel anywhere?
No. Right.
You have
I don't
to have
know.
A huge bus.
They are like the Partridge Family.
Yeah.
Or the Brady Bunch.
But you need a bus. You would need, like, one of those,
like a Greyhound,
party, a party bus.
Party bus, yeah.
They were, Sheboygan's such a weird place to bang, too. Like, why, like, it's like, this is my son, Michigan City,
yeah,
Indiana.
Right? Yeah, it's
Gary, Indiana.
Gary, Indiana. This is Gary.
Yeah.
Gary, Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just doesn't make any sense.
I mean, I don't think it's the location of the place that's weird to bang. I think it's weird to name your kid.
Right.
If that's the case, is that, like, is that, we have proof that they that was where he was conceived? Or did
3.5
they just think
million is what that cost.
This is Ted, this is my son, Ted Nugent concert over here.
It's my son, DTE. And that's when you know that they were doing things that they shouldn't have been doing.
This is our fifth child. His name's Marriott.
Over yeah. here, it's Back Alley. Yeah. I don't know if you guys met Back Alley.
Oh, my
here.
Word.
Yeah.
Back Alley Bender.
This
over.
Is rental car.
Yikes. Yeeks.
This
Yeeks.
Is not mine. Over here.
This
I don't
is
know if met not mine.
Not mine.
Yeah, this is our son, the park.
just
the park.
Just the park. We can't remember which one because it was 13 or 14
kids ago, yeah. I don't even know. How do you keep track of them? The names, like when someone's in trouble in school?
Yeah.
What do you do?
I don't get
what do
it.
You do?
Sheboygan's the run of that litter.
What's crazy is that they might not even be done. They might be a family that doesn't believe in birth control.
He'll never be able to spell his name. Nobody else can spell Sheboygan.
What sucks is they're going to get pressed, too, like they did something great. They didn't.
No, you don't think so?
No.
You don't think that this
14.
Was a great feat?
No, they just banged in Sheboygan.
There's too many people.
They banged all over. They banged
everywhere. You ever go to a store and there's a line? That's why.
Because of these guys?
Because of them.
Oh, you ever go to a store
if you're
and
ever
there's
in
a line?
In a line of 14 people, thank the Sheboygans.
I just had a weird thought of, like, you know, you always get hand-me-down clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get the 14th,
oh, yeah.
14th
oh, yeah.
succession of the hand-me-down clothes...
Who knows what? Yeah, you're wearing old, like, 1960s pants.
You're wearing stuff
Sheboygan
from-
is never getting a new pair of shoes.
Sheboygan no. will never get shoes.
Never.
Never.
No, he's going to be wearing, what was it, Michigan City? Wearing Michigan City's. They're three sizes too big. Michigan City's all grown. Got to give him Sheboygan,
yep.
you know? It's the worst.
Poor Sheboygan.
Yeah.
Poor Sheboygan.
He's got a long one ahead of him.
Poor little Sheboygan.
Mark and Andy.
Now on, you guys are no longer losers.
On 101 WRIF.